I rode several of my favorite escalators in Philadelphia, taking notes up and down the vantages. At the top and bottom of the ride, I would show photographs of myself to strangers and ask, "Excuse me, have you seen this person?" Sometimes there was confusion. "Isn't that you?" I feel very fortunate to have been born before the ultrasound machine. My generation was the last generation to have a male and female name waiting at the other end of the birth canal. My generation is the last to have our mothers touch their bellies talking to us as male and female, pink or blue, both pink and blue. Have you seen this person? I enjoyed my conversations with strangers and made at least one new friend, a handsome man who knew I was the person in the photograph. That person. I am that person and agreed. The ultrasound machine gives the parents the ability to talk to the unborn by their gender, taking the intersex 9-month conversation away from the child. The opportunities limit us in our new world. Encourage parents to not know. Encourage parents to allow anticipation on either end. Escalators are a nice ride. Slowly rising and falling, riding while writing notes for the poem, meeting new people at either end. Excuse me, my escalator notes became a poem. So this is the resulting poem, and it's titled, "I Hope I'm Loud When I'm Dead." I have a mannequin for a paperweight. It is difficult to type with such a large paperweight. I reach around lovers late into night typing. From behind, it is impossible to tell which is Virgil. Poetry can be of use. The field of flying bullets the hand reaches through. Loving the aftertaste. Finding a deeper third taste. Many are haunted by human cruelty through the centuries. I am haunted by our actions since breakfast. You said too much poetry. I said too much war. The biggest mistake for love is straining. There's a door marked mistake. We entered. You said too much fooling around. I said fuck off and die.